This is Ozarks at Large. Arvest Bank is about halfway through its annual Million Meals campaign. The goal of the initiative is to collect funds and food to fight hunger in the more than 135 communities the bank serves. Karen Gray, Vice President of Marketing and Public Relations, came to Studio 123 yesterday to give Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda an update on the progress of this year's campaign.
It's basically a food initiative that we started 8 years ago. This is our ninth Million Meals initiative. We started it as a way to do something across our entire footprint, which is Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, and Kansas. And we found the one need in all areas, all markets, all sizes, is hunger. So we wanted to be able to feed the senior citizens in our area as well as the young children or the school children. There's a great need in the summertime. When we initially started this, we did it in the fall. And we, you know, the giving is better in the fall. People are thinking about the holidays. But we realized there was a huge need because the food banks, their donations drop off in the summer. They're almost non-existent, and their pantries get very bare during the summertime just because people are traveling and they don't think about it. It's not the holiday season. The other part of that is that the school children have a greater need in the summer because the schools are not supplying them with their backpack and extra food that they need. So we thought that April and May would be better fit for the food banks across our footprint.
And so how can local residents participate in this initiative?
Well, and you don't have to be an Arvest customer, but all of our customers, as well as anyone that lives in the area, can donate. You can donate by going into a local bank or through a drive-thru. You can donate money, or you can donate non-perishable food items. We're taking both. Money is always very important because the food pantries can do more with money. They can actually buy more volume of food than we could by going to the grocery store and buying food to put in the boxes. So that has become very important to us as well. There are several ways of doing it other than the we're going to have events across our footprint as well. Branches are doing bake sales or lemonade Fridays. You can get lemonade with your popcorn. But also a very cool thing that we added last year, the Arvest Go app, our mobile banking app, has a donation button on it. So you can donate straight from your account with a couple of clicks. It's very easy to do. And we found that our customers really love that. So donations have gone up quite a bit with that.
And I think sometimes with these types of things, people feel, where you mentioned that money is important because the food banks can do more with it, they feel like they can't give enough money. But what's always very interesting to me is with food drives, how far that a dollar can literally go.
Yeah, literally $1 can make five meals. That is kind of the average across all of the food banks that we have. We don't realize it, but the food banks have a buying power that they can buy, like, you know, 17 cents a pound, I believe is what one of the food banks quoted me. So a dollar goes a lot further than with them than it would with us. So that is very key to them, making it happen. And sometimes, you know, we're donating things like leftover pumpkin pie, you know, mm-hmm. in our pantry. Well, that's not needed year-round, but protein is very needed. Peanut butter, canned tuna, any kind of canned chicken or canned meat. Proteins are very important to these food banks, so they can take that dollar and buy the protein, the things that they need and the things. And also one of the things that we find, a lot of the people going to these food pantries are diabetic because the nutrition value is not as great. They're eating more carbs. They may have more prone of prediabetes or diabetes. I know some of the food banks like Samaritan House in Rogers and Springdale, they've actually started a healthier eating program and are really focusing on doing something that works better for the diabetics and people with other issues.
And this is a two-month initiative. It wraps up on June 1st, and we're about halfway through.
Yes, we started April 1st. We'll go through June 1st. We're just completing our fourth week. We don't have the number on that, but we had hit more than 500,000 meals through our third week. So we were pretty excited about that. And that's without adding all of our – we, as a bank, also donate. We have set aside a certain amount of money, and we donate that as well. So that gives a big meal infusion, if you will. But we haven't done that yet. We haven't had to because our customers and local communities are doing such a great job. And honestly, we could not do this without their donations. And it's really a testament to what great people we have in our communities that they would give so much.
And when I give to my community, it will stay in my community.
Absolutely. That's the beautiful thing. When we set out to do this, we wanted to make sure that those tiny little communities got the same as any of the larger communities. So if you donate in Elkins, Arkansas, it will stay in Elkins, Arkansas. If you donate in Kansas City, it's going to stay in Kansas City. So that's really giving back to those food banks. So we have food partners across our footprint. In Northwest Arkansas, in Fort Smith, we have about 30 food partners. Now, here in Fayetteville alone, we have 4 food partners: Seven Hills, Salvation Army, M&N, Augustine Foundation, and Life Source International. There are 2 or 3 in Springdale and 2 or 3 in Benton County as well.
Now in its 9th year, looking back, how has this grown or how has it evolved? Did you ever think that you would get to where you are now?
Well, it's funny because the first year we were just hoping to get to 1 million meals. And when we got to 1 million meals, like early on, we were like, wow, this is really cool. So the next few years we were doing like 1.5 million or, you know, 1.8. And so our next threshold was 200 or the 2 million meal mark. And we hit that last year, so it was kind of exciting. So we would love to hit 2 million meals again, but it's really great to see how it has grown and how people have got involved and all of the great little – it gets our associates involved and motivated to help as well by doing the bake sales and the lemonade days or, you know, we pie-in-the-face contest. Who would you like to vote on? I think one of our branches here in town has a money jars out. Whoever gets the most donations gets a pie in the face, which is kind of fun. Our associates love doing that.
Karen, thank you so much for your time and for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Karen Gray, Vice President of Marketing and Public Relations for Arvest Bank, speaking with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda inside the Carver Center for Public Radio yesterday. The campaign will last through June 1st, and more information is available at arvest.com/millionmeals.